Good morning. This is Peggy Isinena, speaking to you from beautiful downtown Silicon Valley. It's Friday, March 19th, 2010, and this is the news of the EDA Nation. It's Technology Friday here on Acoustic EDA, so let's get started. First, Arteris is announcing support for ARM's new AmbaFor specification. Arteris and ARM say they're working together to ensure operability between the AmbaFor AXIFOR interface protocol and the Arteris network on chip. Michael Dimelo, ARM's Director of Marketing in the Processor Division, is quoted in the press release. Arteris NOC technology brings together a wide range of SoC communication capability together with our IP and interconnect products. Charlie Janik, who happens to be president of Arteris, says, "With this relationship, Arteris gains deep access to current and future developments of the AmbaFor specification. In addition to seamless integration, the Arteris NOC technology delivers value to SoC makers through low power, fewer wires, low latency, and high bandwidth, coupled with an automated design and verification toolset that accelerates time to market." Thanks, Charlie. It should always be about TTM. Second, Ambarella is announcing its A5S media processor for IP cameras and video surveillance. The company says the new chip will deliver high-def multi-streaming, a flexible ARM 11 CPU, and low power that will enable IP cameras from entry-level to high-def and beyond. And just in case you want to watch Ambarella demonstrate their new product, you'll want to attend the company's By Invitation Only event during the International Security Conference and Expo, taking place next week in the capital of glamour, Las Vegas. Third, Carbon Design has just announced availability of virtual models for the ARM Mali GPU. Carbon says these new models are compiled directly from the ARM RTL code and are 100% implementation accurate. But don't believe me, listen to what Carbon VP Tom Rathje says in the press release. "Our new Mali models represent the first in a new generation of ARM models. The built-in TLM 2.0 interface gives each model the flexibility for an architectural exploration, firmware development, and application software development. Each model contains TLM 2.0 interfaces that execute with fast models from ARM as part of a system prototype. The interface and dynamic clock generation logic automatically turn the model on when it's being used and off when it's dormant. And not surprisingly, these Mali models also contain a cycle-accurate TLM interface and integrate directly into Carbon SoC Designer and any System C or RTL design environment." Speaking of System C, last week at DATE in Dresden, OSCE released its AMS 1.0 standard, the System C Analog Mixed Signal Extension Language Standard. Per the press release, the AMS 1.0 standard is the first modeling language targeting system-level design and verification to describe analog mixed signal behavior as a natural extension to existing System C-based design methodologies. The AMS language standardizes new class libraries, layered on top of the System C standard, and features specialized AMS system-level design and modeling methods. The AMS language reference manual introduces new execution semantics for efficient simulation of discrete and continuous time behavior and incorporates updates from the public review conducted in early 2009. The AMS standard was developed by the OSCE AMS Working Group. Group Chairman Martin Bernasconi is quoted, "The System C AMS extensions have evolved significantly with the availability of the language reference manual and user's guide. I am very pleased with this achievement, and we look forward to the widespread use and adoption of this AMS standard. By the way, the AMS standard is available for download under open source license at the OSCE website." Finally today, NandGate announced its new 45-nanometer OpenCell Mega Library, which the company says supports its existing 45-nanometer OpenCell library. Per the press release, Mega Library is a new type of standard cell library containing a very large set of fine-grained cell variants that enable the digital logic of an IP core or SoC design to operate with significantly higher performance than with the traditional standard cell library approach. Ole Anderson, co-founder and CEO at NandGate, is quoted, "We are very excited about the release of the 45-nanometer OpenCell Mega Library. It will allow easy access to one of the most advanced design optimization solutions available to digital designers today and will enable them to explore the considerable performance benefits it can bring to real designs without cost or risk." Okay, that's it for today. Hope you'll tune in again next week for this daily podcast of news from around the EDA Nation. Meanwhile, best wishes to all of you. May your algorithms always be optimized and your code thoroughly documented.